think for a couple of minutes about everything you've put aside for retirement. What is your most valuable asset going into retirement? I have a feeling Eric has an answer that will surprise you. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And on our show today, as he does every single weekend, he'll give you experienced advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric, I know your passion for the past 27 years has been helping retirees live those remarkable retirements, one with less worry. Let's get started on our show again. Great to be here with you.
Well, thanks for having me, Lou Ann. So, yeah, just one of the most important things when you go into retirement is to realize that you now are time rich. You know, you have the luxury of time. So for most of us, we spend, I find, about half of our money on the weekend. And why is that? Well, we got time to do stuff, right? And during the week, we don't have as much time to do fun stuff. So when you got 7 days a weekend, it's got to be a little bit different, right? So a lot of good to that, and there can be some bad to that. I mean, I've got a lot of my clients at first, when they're getting close to retiring or just retired, they're very nervous. What am I going to be doing? What am I going to do every day? And what do I do when I first wake up? I don't have to go someplace. And so it is a, you know, it's probably for most of us, we haven't had time off like that since we were, you know, in grade school, right? And having our summers off. So it's a long time between those two points of time, right? When you're, you know, maybe not even usually in high school. I mean, at least for me in high school, I always worked two jobs during the summer to make my extra money. So I was busier almost in the summer than I was during the school year. So, you know, for a lot of us, it may have been back in the middle school or elementary school days since we had this much time on our hands. And so, you know, how to do it, what happens, you know, what I find a lot of people do is they start getting involved in stuff, start doing things, start really getting involved in charities or hobbies. Obviously, a lot of people want to do some travel that they hadn't done. So, you know, all those types of things. And so, you know, once you have that time, it's the things you want to do now, right? So now you can go out and do those things. But of course, you probably want to talk to your spouse if you're married. You know, make sure they're on track and on board with the same stuff that you want to do. So that's always a big one. So yeah, I mean, but time is one of the big things in retirement that people kind of don't really think about, and how much time they have, and then just really how to best use that time, and you know, what they want to focus on. And usually it takes you 6 months to a year, and then people usually figure it out.
And then they get into kind of their routine and everything. You know, I thought you'd say our most valuable asset is something else going into retirement. So it seems like a lot of people just put off planning for retirement because they don't think they have enough time to do it. You know, they're working, they're too busy. But if they don't do that, if they don't plan for the retirement, what are they missing out on, Eric?
Well, there's so much stuff that people mess up on, and you know, a lot of times we don't know what we don't know. So, of course, you don't missing out or messing up things. And I think one of the most critical things is just not having a plan. With our process here at Heckman Financial, we sit down with people and we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we, you know, have them worry less about their portfolios, worry less about, you know, this stock or that stock or this tax law or this new political thing, and instead, they're off worrying about, you know, should we do a cruise or should we do an RV trip or should we do this or, you know, that? And, you know, where should we go out for dinner and all those more fun things that you can worry about and not your portfolio. So one of the things that gives you that luxury is having a plan. I mean, if you have a plan, you say, hey, I know how long I'm going to have this money last. I know how much I can spend. I know what's going on with my life and, you know, financially. And so I don't have to, you know, worry every day about all these little things, because I can look back at my plan and say, hey, are we on track? And if I'm worried, you know, I can just call up Eric and say, hey, Eric, you know, how everything's still looking good? Everything on track? Is there any things we need to change? Yeah, of course, you always want to be doing that usually about every 6 months or a year, you know, always, right? So, but if you have a plan and you know how much you can spend and how much you can live on, I imagine how much less worry you have when you have that. You know, if you don't have to be going, oh my gosh, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to go, you know, go have fun? Am I allowed to, you know, go buy that big trip that's, you know, maybe 10 or 15,000? Was that built into our plan? You know, all these things that come up and that you want to do in retirement, I mean, go do it. I mean, some of the dumbest things I've seen is people who wait too long. I mean, I have one client who just kept wanting to work. I said, you know, you can retire. You don't need that extra, you know, year's worth of income before you retire. But he kept doing it, kept extending it. And I don't know, he must have done it probably at least 3 or 4 years. And now he's got this big, you know, issue with one of his legs, and he can't move around as much. And, you know, when he was healthy, he kind of kept wanting to work. And it's like, no, you know, you're healthy. Go do that fun stuff,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, the only thing that really keeps us back is we worry about, you know, not having enough, not doing enough. And even though I kept trying to tell him that and showing him that, you know, sometimes emotion wins over logic. And
yeah.
So that can be tougher. But, yeah, I think that's one of the big things that people really, really need to think about is, you know, you don't, as you get older, you don't get healthier typically. So, you know, you want to go off and do those things and you want to have a plan. And once you have a plan, you can do it and not have to worry, not have to be concerned. But if you have no plan and you're just doing it, kind of winging it, yeah, it's a lot tougher. And so, you know, one of the things we've developed actually is a checklist. So just kind of like when when you're going to go on a trip, you want to, you know, make sure you got all the stuff you need and make sure everything's all set up and, you know, make sure you got all the stuff you needed to pack. And, you know, just like that, you should have the checklist for retirement. So one of the things we've done here at Heckman Financial is created a report for you that's really easy, real quick to read. It's about 10 or 15 pages there of just great information on what you should be thinking about in terms of your retirement income checklist, how to go through those different items, and make sure you got it all taken care of. So if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, no pressure, no, you know, nobody's going to call you or bug you or anything. We'll just send us a text and we'll send this right back to you. All you have to do is text the word checklist. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, word checklist to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, Eric, when retirees come in to visit with you, how much time do you spend getting to know them and understanding what their goals are for retirement so that you can help them create that financial plan for retirement?
Well, one of the most critical things is just, you know, knowing what your concerns, what your worries are, you know, what's your story, right? What's your situation? So the very first process in our method here is to sit down, have a worry less wealth talk. And not always is it sit down. Sometimes it's for a lot of people who listen on the radio, actually, we'll just, if they're from farther away, we'll just either do a video chat or just talk over the phone. And first and foremost, of course, find out, you know, what's going on in their life. What are their concerns? What are their issues? You know, what are really the risks open to them? You know, what are the things they should be thinking about? You know, again, if you wanted to get that retirement checklist, if you wanted to get that list of what you should be doing, what action items you have, all you do is you text the word, and what happens is it texts you back and asks you for your email address, and then we'll just email that right out to you. And so nobody calls you or follows up or anything like that. Again, if you would like to get a copy of that checklist, which is really critical for knowing what you should be doing today with retirement, just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Time is your most valuable asset in retirement, but what about your pension or your 401k or Social Security? Those are pretty valuable assets as well. How can you get the most out of them? Well, Eric will explain when we come back for more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Now, Eric, at this point in our show, this is where you always give us some sort of financial fail. And it's something that you've seen happen. Share with us what you have for this week, and maybe we can learn from these mistakes, Eric.
Well, since we're going to be talking, I think, a little bit more about 401ks, I'll just talk about probably one of the biggest fails in the 401k world is just the fact that people don't put in the money to the match. And, you know, if it's the formula is, you know, you put 6% in and they give you 50% for, you know, for that, those dollars that you put in, or, you know, whatever the formula is, sometimes it's dollar for dollar up to three, or there's all these different formulas, but whatever that higher percentage is, you have to put the money in. It's crazy not to put the money in. And I see it all the time. I just met with somebody again who, I think last time we met, he'd gone on some trips and stuff. So it was like 2 or 3 months ago, I think was the last time we'd gotten together. And I was like, okay, so did you get the 401k up to that maximum? Because he's putting like 4% in and they match up to 6. And he's like, oh, no, I'm still planning on doing that. Planning on doing that. No, it's just you do it. You don't plan to do it. Just go online. And, you know, I don't know how many times he's probably checked social media or other sites in the same time he could have just, you know, increased that 401k and got that free money. So if you do have a retirement plan at work and there's some sort of match, make sure you're getting that full match. And even at, you know, if it's like halfway through the year, the way those formulas work is it's based on your annual income. So even if you say you weren't funding it at all, and then now you're going to finally start funding it, you know, you could put in a whole bunch extra and you'll catch up on that match until you hit that, you know, so if they say it's 3% of your income, once you put in enough for the 3% of the income for the entire year, that all that money will be matched. I mean, this is 100% return, or if maybe it's 50% match, then it's 50% return. Even after taxes, that's still good money. So take it. Go get it. So, yeah. So I think it's probably one of the things that drives me nuts is when I meet with people and they're actually not doing that. They're actually letting that money sit on the table and just, you know, go away. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy one for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Make sure you get that match. Eric, according to CNN Money, they're saying that about 60% of the private sector workers had pensions in the 1980s. I know you know all of this. So, Eric, tell us just how valuable is a pension if you're one of the lucky few to have one?
Well, obviously, it's a huge deal. So, you know, if you've got a pension, pretty much two types. There's either the ones from companies, and those are pretty far and few left. Lockheed around here still has some employees that still have them, but you know, those can be a great source of income for, obviously, for the rest of your lifetime. And, you know, then there's the government ones. And so that's the ones for, you know, if you're a teacher with STIRS or California employees, PERS. Now, there's all these different ones. And those ones usually have an increasing feature, too, where they actually go up over time. So anytime somebody's got a pension, then you've got something kind of different to, you know, that you can do is, you know, now you've got pretty good income, usually throw in some Social Security, although sometimes your pension might get affected, might mess up a little bit of your Social Security income, so you have to look at that. But once you have that, then now you're talking about you've got a pretty good source of income and pretty good dollar amount. And I find most people that have the pensions, they don't usually need much extra money. Now they've flipped to having a tax problem, an ongoing tax problem, because of if they did a good job saving and building up all this money in retirement accounts, and they don't need it as much, guess what? Big, huge tax hit. And I've got one client who's a retired teacher. He's in his mid-80s. He was widowed. So once he became a widower, he still got his wife's pension, but he lost the married status and went to single.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now his money he's being forced to take out of his IRAs is doubling the premium on his Medicare. And you kind of go, hold on, what does Medicare have to do with your income? Mm-hmm. Well, if you make too much money in retirement, your Medicare premiums can double, triple, or quadruple. And so he's paid off his house a long time ago. He's living fine on his pension income, but he has to take out so much money out of his IRAs that it's actually affecting, you know, that. So it is crazy how things change over time. And, you know, so that's the tough, you know, the nice part is you have a lot of income. The bad part is you have a lot of income, so it's a tax problem.
Right.
Sadly, most of us don't have those pensions.
Right. That is true. If you don't have a pension, is it possible to create a similar one on your own?
Yeah, certainly. This is kind of the annuity realm. So if you think about annuity, that's, you know, like from the word, you know, the same root of annual. So it's an annual payment. And Social Security is an annuity. A pension is an annuity. You can go out and buy your own annuity. You got to be super careful with this. There's a lot of annuities out there. There's a lot of good ones. And there's probably more bad ones. So usually most of the variable ones, I find very little use for them ever. There's a lot better options for those types of products typically. A lot better ways to invest for sure. And so you have to be really kind of, you know, one of these buyer beware type things. So you have to really kind of get a little bit of numbers from several people maybe and make sure you know all the ins and outs. But once you get a good annuity, that's some money that you can get for the rest of your lifetime. So the neat thing about these types of accounts is there's some that have a guaranteed income feature where, you know, you'll get that money for as long as you live. If the account runs out of money, that money keeps coming in. But if it's a well-designed one, you don't give up control of that money. You know, so say the 100 grand's in there and maybe it's paying you whatever it is every month. If you died and there was 50,000 left in the account, you know, your beneficiaries still get that 50. It's not like you've given away that money like the old kind of annuities were. And, you know, so that's a lot nicer for people because, you know, they don't like the fact of, hey, I did this and now I have no money left. It's pretty hard to all of a sudden just give it all away. But the other flip side of that is if you live to 95 or 100, that check's going to still come in even if that account is gone to zero. And so these can be really great ones, really great options. Usually the best kind to use are the fixed kind. Fixed is code for where your principal is guaranteed by something, namely the insurance company. Anytime you hear the word variable, that's code for, you know, your money's at risk. The fixed index can be a great option. And we actually have a report on those. It's the ABCs of fixed index annuities. So if you want to get a copy of that, kind of learn a little bit more about how to get your own pension, how to really provide that lifetime income, that's super critical for everybody. All you have to do is text the word ABC to 800-454-1184. Again, if you send this text, we'll just get it, ask you for your email and email you the report. Nobody's going to call you or bug you. Just text the word ABC to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. If you'd like to check them out more, here's their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Head to their website, log on. You can find out all about Eric and his team, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, one thing that we don't all know really is when we should start withdrawing money from our 401k if that's where we have our retirement savings. Can you help us with that?
Well, you have to have an income plan. So, you know, when you hit retirement and whatever the age is that can be 60, 62, 65, 70, somewhere in between. It used to be you'd always retire only when Social Security was available, which for most people now it's 66 or 67 or in between. And now a lot of people are retiring at often 65 because that's where you can get Medicare and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting your own health insurance. But sometimes still people are retiring sooner. And then you have to figure out, well, how are you going to make that paycheck? When you're working, you know, you got a paycheck. It's pretty easy. But once you stop working, now it's about, okay, all these little checks from places and where should I get money from where? And so if you're taking money from your 401k, that's going to be taxable, of course. What other types of money do you have? And, you know, what makes the most sense? So, you know, really when we're doing that type of planning for people, it's more about how to lower the taxes over the rest of their lifetime for those withdrawals. So really what we want to do is look at, does it make sense to take some from the 401k? Often does make sense to take some, but maybe not all of your income needs from there. So, you know, obviously it depends on every person and what kind of assets that you have. But, you know, that's kind of one of the critical things is having that plan to lay that out. And so when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people, that's the first thing we do is look at that income plan, see, okay, how much income do you have that you need? Then let's make sure the investments are in the right spots, you know, to get that income. So is that annuity? Is that, you know, mutual funds? Is that investments? You know, all sorts of stuff could be in those accounts. But then also tax-wise, which pots of money should you take? Should you take Roth money, IRA, 401k, you know, all those fun things. So one of the reports we have also is one on Social Security. So if you wanted to get a copy of that Social Security report to talk about how to get that income, again, text the word security to 800-454-1184. Text the word security, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric is a financial advisor who focuses on retirement, and that's what sets him apart from other advisors. He can provide you with a plan for lifetime income, diversification, and alternatives to the stock market. He is here because he wants to help you have a remarkable retirement. Today on our show, we're talking about your most valuable assets for retirement and how to maximize them. In order to plan out their income, guaranteed, non-guaranteed, in detail, how do you incorporate Social Security?
Well, obviously, the Social Security is a, you know, huge part for everybody for retirement. Something we all get. So it's not an entitlement. It's something we've all paid in for. And so, it's something you want to get that money back out, of course, after you've funded it for so long. And so lots of times people do the math kind of backward and, you know, really what you want to do is figure out when you want to retire. It doesn't have to be a Social Security date. You don't have to turn on Social Security with the day you retire. Often more than not, people are retiring, then turning Social Security on later. If you do that, then that means you're having to spend some of your own money right before, you know, you get that income from Social Security. So one of the dumb things I see is when you see these online calculators and it says, okay, if you take it at 66, what age do you have to make it to before it would have been smarter to take it at 70? You know, where's that crossover point where you know, had you waited, you would have gotten more money? And typically it's the late 70s, early 80s. Well, the part that makes no sense is if you retired at, say, 65 and you didn't turn on Social Security to 70, but you could have turned it on at 66, you had 4 years and no income from Social Security. So those calculations are neglecting about 100,000 plus of Social Security money that you never got. That's money you had to take out of your portfolio. And so it's not correct just to say this versus that. It's really, where does it make more sense for you? If you're married, whoever has the higher earnings, that's the person you want to have get that check later, because that's going to be like the eternal check for that couple. That's the check that will always be there. So you want that big check to be always as big as possible. And so that's the thing you have to really be doing, is doing a lot more analysis that's personalized, that's custom, as part of an income plan. And so that way, you know, it fits in your situation, not, you know, here's a general rule of thumb. Well, you know, if that has nothing to do with you or doesn't apply in your situation, you don't want to use that rule of thumb. So you want to look at real numbers and say, okay, if I spend it this way or spend it that way. I've actually had clients where if they weighed to 70, they'd actually have higher odds of running out of money than if they took their Social Security sooner.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And even though they're taking less, but it's because they burned down too many assets waiting to 70 to get that income. And they just can't recover from that. So the math in retirement is so much different than the math when you're accumulating. Yeah, when you're on the withdrawal phase, very, very, very different how everything works. So you know, you really have to learn that, and you really have to understand that to really be able to get ahead and have a good retirement.
How do we make sure that we can afford to do what we want when we want?
Well, you know, again, it always comes back down to planning and seeing, okay, how much money do I need and how much do I spend? And that's one of those things that no matter what, even if people try hard, they always end up lying to themselves and me about how much they spend and how much they need. And so usually the thing I like to do is look at somebody's take-home pay and see, can we mostly replicate that? Because obviously if you're living on your take-home pay okay now, you should be able to do that fine in retirement if you've got enough assets to cover that. But probably one of the easiest ways to figure out how much are you really spending is you take the last 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, and divide by 12. You know, if you're paying off that credit card every month with that checking account, that covers all your credit card spending, so you don't have to look at those. Literally, all you have to do is look at 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide that by 12, and that's probably how much you need to live in retirement. But you weren't having as much time for vacation, right? You were doing those 2,000 hours every year. And so how many trips were you taking? Because if you wanted to take a lot more, I mean, I've got a client I'm working with right now. I mean, they've been very frugal and they've, you know, paid off their house and they actually have a rental house that they paid off. So they've done very well. Their goal is to have, well, on the high side, up to $30,000 a year for their trips for, as a couple, and another $30,000 a year for having a big trip with the family where they can pay for their kids and spouses to all go, you know, on a trips with them. And so, you know, the smart part about that is we're adding in that because that's not something they're doing today. It's not something they've been doing. And so, yeah, if that's not something you've been doing, then yeah, throw that number in there. Throw that as a placeholder and say, okay, if I'm going to need that much, you know, how am I going to do this, right? And then you can look at the income plan. Then you can say, hey, here's how my income's going to go. Here's how long that money's going to last. Obviously, you got to account for inflation, you know, so you don't want to be, you know, just like right now, you probably don't want to be living on the income you made 30 years ago. You know, you definitely don't want to be living on that same thing in retirement either 30 years later. So, you know, those monies have to go up with inflation. And, you know, if you do good planning, it's pretty simple to figure out, hey, this works or this doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, you want to know now, not halfway there or halfway through retirement, finding out it's not working. So yeah, that's one of the things we can do is sit down and help people with these income goals. But if you just want to kind of get a checklist of what kind of income things that you should need today, yeah, we can send you this. All you do is text the word income to us, and we can do this for you today. All you do is text the word checklist to us, and we will send that checklist over to you. We just ask you for your email, and then we'll email it back to you. So again, if you want a retirement income checklist, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, checklist to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's talk about how you approach tax planning, because as you said earlier, you know, everybody wants to keep as much money in their pockets as possible. We don't have to want to give it away to Uncle Sam. So tell us about that.
Yeah, one of the things that just every time we do a talk or seminar, I always just bring up the fact that I think it's so crazy that somebody could be a financial advisor and not get trained in tax. I mean, I went off and got certification from the IRS. I went and got the licensing for state of California to be able to do tax returns, not because I wanted to do a bunch of tax returns, but just because I wanted to be able to give people that advice. And, you know, how does a financial advisor talk to somebody about IRAs, dividends, capital gains, all this stuff, Social Security, all these things that all have tax ramifications? And then, oh yeah, we can't give you tax advice.
But you gotta go somewhere
else. Tax stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how? Well, you know, that's crazy. You know, it's kind of like a chef that only talks about cooking and talks about recipes, but can't cook anything for you. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. And so, you know, one of the biggest things that we do is when we're going through that blueprint to worry less wealth and we're creating that document for people, the first thing, of course, is income. The second is, you know, where are those investments? But the third one has to be taxes, because all those investments and that income that you're getting all has tax ramifications. And if you don't know those tax ramifications, then that can be a huge, huge mistake. You know, like I've got somebody right now that we were just talking to last week, and they used to both be working, but he's unfortunately gone out on disability. He's had some health issues, but they had all this money sitting in a taxable account with their financial advisor that they're currently working with. And this person's never bothered to once say, hey, you can move $7,000 each, $14,000 of that to a Roth, and that money be permanently tax-free for the rest of your life, now that only one of you have an income, because you're now below that Roth maximum. So, you know, one of the things that we did create also is a report on tax strategies for retirement. So if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, all you have to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And we'll send that, once we get your email off that text, we'll send it right out to you. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Drew Frampton, here. He's our mortgage guru from O2 Mortgage. Great to have you here.
Eric, always a pleasure.
So, refis, you know, rates were going up. Oh, man, you missed the boat. And then, hold on, the boat just changed direction, right? So, just like did an about face or, you know, and well, hopefully it's not taking on water and sinking, but I guess that wouldn't be a good thing. But yeah, rates are going back down. So, should people jump off and start doing a refi, you know, jump on the bandwagon here and look at that, or does it make sense?
That's a great question, and certainly something that's on top of people's minds today, right? So it's something that it should be looked at holistically, right? So everyone's got a different scenario going on. There's all kinds of questions that somebody should be asking. How long am I going to be living in my own home? You know, what's my comfort level with risk? There's all kinds of things. You know, when am I retiring, right? That's a big one, because you want to figure out what your monthly debts are going to be. So there's all kinds of things you want to consider when refiing. But yeah, I mean, as far as interest rates are going, I guess I would say I'm surprised at how low they are. So I've been in this business for over a decade, but really not that long. And when I got in the business, a good interest rate was 6.5%, right? And I thought for sure by now we'd be back in the sixes or so.
Fives
and,
or sixes at least.
Yeah, right? I mean, when my folks bought a home, it was in the 18s, right?
Well, so, 6 once upon a time was a great rate.
Yeah, it was fantastic rate. So yeah, I mean, everything's relative. So if you're in the sixes today, then boy, it's an absolute no-brainer. Stop everything you're doing and do a refinance. Anybody who's bought in the last couple of years, anybody who's done a refinance the last couple of years probably should be looking at a refinance. Once you start going further than that, there's some questions. So we're about a 3-year low right now on interest rates.
Okay. So kind of rule of thumb, if you've bought or refinanced in 16, I guess you'd say roughly somewhere around there.
Yeah, roughly about there.
You'd probably for sure want to look at the rates.
Absolutely.
And then before that, that's when you have to maybe do a little bit more homework. And
yeah, I mean, that was one point I kind of wanted to bring up about refis is I've got a few clients today that have great rates. They had a really great loan officer who helped them out. yours truly. But no, they, you know, very good rates, but they've lived in their homes a long time. And a lot of people have, you know, tending to stay in their homes longer and they've pulled out a second or they've got some credit card debt or they have something else where they, though they have a very low first interest rate, a first loan interest rate, it makes a lot of sense for them still to either debt consolidate, combine their first and second now, pull some cash out because they need the remodel so that they can live in their home longer. There's a lot of reasons why even though you've got a very low rate, you might want to look at a refi and take possibly a higher rate.
Yeah. And also home equity lines aren't tax deductible anymore. So that's one issue. Now, technically, if you roll it into your first, you're probably not supposed to write that off, but you know, I think people lots of times accidentally do because most tax software doesn't ask you to differentiate was all that first mortgage original or not. so there's some issues there. But of course, you know, home equities were popping into the fives and such, and they were moving up. And then, of course, then all of a sudden the Fed dropped rates, and that next day usually for home equity line of credit. So yeah, those did drop a little bit. But like you said, now might be the time to combine those two. And
yeah, and your second, I mean, though it is variable, right? And the anticipation from a lot of people is that Feds might be cutting rates again, and that does affect those second, those HELOCs, home equity line of credits. Yeah, it's still a lot of times when you look at the blended rate, right? When you look at, well, boy, you've got, let's say, 3.5% on your first. Well, boy, that's a great rate. You know, maybe you'd be able to get something close, but there's frictional costs when you're doing a refinance. So maybe it doesn't make sense. Well, if you have a second that's close, you know, 5.5-6%, well, boy, now it starts making a lot of sense because when you blend those two rates, and it's really simply, you know, essentially take the simple interest on the first, the simple interest on the second, figure out what that rate of return is.
Yeah, add up the total interest for the year and then, right, divide by how much you owe, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I have clients like this all the time. They say, well, I do not touch this, the first. You go, well, okay, let's look at this. And we do exactly that formula that you said. Boy, that 3.625 turns into 5 1/8 now, right? And so that 4% refinance where we're pulling cash out makes a lot of sense now. And they go, oh, wow, I'd never looked at it that way. So yeah. I would say, you know, if you've got any kind of variables going on, definitely want to look into a possible refinance.
Okay. And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I've got my monthly contributor, Drew Frampton, here. So with an O2 mortgage, when people call up, I mean, what's the best way when people figure out, okay, should I, you know, the one thing, of course, is the interest rate. But if it's 1/8 point or 1/4 point, what are the fees, costs, right? So, you know, there's at some point, right, where it's so there's a tiny bit of savings, but are the fees going to outweigh the costs of, you know, in time or how long, I guess, is the other thing, like you said, is, you know, what's your situation? Are you going to be there for 10 more years or 1 more year?
Right. I always tell people there's frictional costs when you're doing any kind of loan. Now, you can have the lender cover it in different ways, but ultimately you're going to be paying for it one way or another, whether it's a higher interest rate or paying it out of pocket or wrapping it into your loan amount.
Right.
And there's all kinds of options.
Yeah.
And your
the no-fee refinance is actually bogus, right?
Right.
So there's a fee somewhere. It's just how it's just not. Yeah.
Yeah.
it's kind of like a no-fee mutual fund. There's no such thing. People say, oh, but there's no load. That means
right.
No.
All those people are working for free for you.
Yeah, that means that nobody's paying a fee to get in or out. But when
right.
they do take a fee out, even though you don't see it, they take
right.
it out, ongoing. So
yeah, exactly the same way. So I always tell people there's a frictional cost. So you want to be aware of what that is, and it's typically a few thousand dollars. Most mortgage companies have very, very similar costs, right? There's just standard costs of doing business. You've got underwriters and processors, and you got to keep the lights on. So the costs are relatively the same. And those are a few thousand dollars when you're looking at a refinance. So you want to look at that and say, well, boy, does the costs right outweigh the savings? And if so, then no, a refinance doesn't make any sense, right? But then you have to realize, okay, well, you know, let's say the cost is $3,000 and let's say you're going to save $100 a month. Okay, well, your break-even period is going to be 30 months, right? So you're
right.
saving. Basically, the agreement we're making here is, hey, you pay me $3,000 today and I will pay you $100 a month by way of lowering your payments, right, for the next 30 years if we're doing a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But that break-even period where you recoup that initial $3,000 is 30 months or 2.5 years. Right. So you really want to start looking at that. And then the question is, well, is 2.5 years worth it for me?
Yeah. Are you going to still be there? You're going to move? You're going to.
Yeah. If you're selling in the fall.
Right. Don't.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Right. But if you say, well, boy, they're taking me feet first out of this home. Right. Okay. Well, then it makes a lot of sense because this is a long term endeavor for you. And the break even's only 2.5 years only. Right. Because it's
right.
so long. Right. So those are the things you want to consider. I'm not a huge fan of rules of thumb, but I typically throw out somewhere around 3 to 4 year break even is typically kind of, you know, about
where it makes sense.
Yeah. For most people. But then the other thing, and this is something that a lot of people don't ask, is, hey, you're a loan officer. You see the markets all the time. What do you think rates are going to do in the future? Right. If I do this today and my break even's 2.5 years and rates drop, you know, in 6 months and I'm doing this again, well then, you know, I'm not necessarily doing what I should have, right?
Yeah.
Nobody has a crystal ball, but you understanding where the rates might be going is something that
And of course,
consider.
Last year you asked that question.
Boy.
I don't think a single person anywhere in the US would say rates would be going down.
Right.
So those crystal balls, even if you had one, probably did not work very well last year.
Yeah, they're very foggy and mostly broken.
Yeah, the hardest part is finding the on switch. That's what I found.
So
that's one thing to watch out for is a lot of times, hey, get the good rate. I mean, if you wait out for whatever it is, an eighth lower and then all of a sudden goes the eighth higher, well, then you might have missed it, right? So
right.
I find, but yeah, if you're going to save a bunch, you might as well save the money sooner and stuff. Yeah, it might be a little bit better later. Yeah, so, I mean, I would really urge people to, if you're pre-26, last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Just think 2016 on, definitely you should probably be looking at this, see if it makes sense to do it. And even before that, and especially depending on what other stuff you have and whatever things you owe, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this money's on sale. It's cheap money. Go get it now. So, yeah, I would definitely have people, give you a call or at least go on your website and kind of get some info, right, just to see if it makes sense. So what's
Absolutely.
The best way for them to get hold of you?
Yeah, phone number's great. Just give us a call, 408-610-3210. We're O2 Mortgage. We're a small company looking to give you guys advice, education, and really hoping to make sure that everything fits just right for you.
Yeah, so give us the number one more time.
Sure, 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. And this is Drew Frampton at O2 Mortgage.
And, of course, you can always find the link to his site on our site at wealthcreatorradio.com. With that, we'll be right back.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Baum always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And today, Eric is offering ways to help you with your retirement strategy. When you go in and see him, he'll help you look at your income, your investments, your tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. This is a complete look and a complete plan for your retirement. They call it the blueprint to worryless wealth. Listen for your chance to go in and see Eric today. We've come to the point in our show, Eric, where you give us an example of someone wealth success story. It's always a nice lesson to see how things can work out for the best. So what do you have for us now?
Well, you know, this is just a client that retired down by the little town on the way out to the Fresno entrance side of Yosemite. And, you know, he was working up here for a while, retired out there. He likes being out, you know, more in the forest and woods area and small town type of atmosphere. And it was able to pay for a place out there in cash. And, you know, he had some money in stocks and you know, mutual fund type stuff. But, you know, when we first met, we made sure to have some money and some foundational assets, and then obviously still some stuff in the market. And the nice thing now is we've just been able to turn on that income. And now he's going to start getting this income, this check, for the rest of his life. And, yeah, it's guaranteed to keep coming, and from this insurance company, and as long as they're around, which, you know, insurance companies are very strong, so not worried there. But, you know, that money's going to keep coming in, just like clockwork. He's already been getting his Social Security checks, and now he's gotten kind of another paycheck on top of it. And the nice thing is he was able to use some of his other dollars initially and let this, you know, go for a year or two longer. And, you know, now it's built up to a nice, you know, amount of money where it's never going to stop until he stops. But, you know, so it's going to be there for the rest of his life. And, you know, it's just always fun and rewarding to see that as somebody's made all those life changes. And right before he's retiring, he had lost his wife. And now just knowing that he's going to not have to worry about where the money comes from for the rest of his life is such a cool thing to see.
Isn't that what we all want? I mean, that is the big question is, you know, will my money last? Am I going to have enough? And so, Eric, tell us about your why. Why do you help retirees?
Yeah, so one of the things that usually I always start a lot of my talks with is just talking about my mother. And my mother was our chief worrying officer, our CWO. And she would always worry about, how am I going to get this money? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this for retirement? And so we'd always go through everything. And, you know, obviously we all live with our parents once, but we don't necessarily always want to do it a second time. And she would always remind me, if you screw this up, we're moving in with you. So I always did a good job to make sure that they were well taken care of. And, you know, they were both victims of the dot-com bust, and both got laid off within about 6 months or 9 months of each other. And they're in their late 50s. So we said, did the numbers and said, yeah, you know, you got enough here. We can retire. And, you know, they started doing all those fun things you're supposed to do. But unfortunately, my mom passed away 3 days after her 60th birthday. Oh. Yeah, my dad got a whopping $255, which is the consolation prize that Social Security sends out.
After she passed away.
Oh, no. That's the whopping huge death benefit people get.
Oh, my.
You know, so obviously that changed my dad's retirement plan a lot. You plan on having two checks. You plan on all this stuff. And got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And, you know, not everything always works out in life. So, you know, again, if you wanted to set up a time to get together with us just to talk or come in person, text the word visit to 800 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. That's all for this week's show. You can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.